Turkey is in an economic crisis this weekend for the second time in recent months. Now, late last year, only a $7.5 billion loan from the International Monetary Fund averted a banking disaster. This week, the economy was headed into another tailspin. As the stock market plunged, interest rates shot up 5,000%, and the Turkish lira lost almost 40% of its value. Now, all of this comes as Turkey is trying to convince the European Union that it deserves to be a member. On the line from Istanbul is Hugh Pope, correspondent for the Wall Street Journal. Mr. Pope, thanks very much for being with us.
Good morning.
And help us understand how this crisis came about. Reportedly, there's a disagreement between the Turkish president and prime minister.
That was the most dramatic part of it. They had an argument about how fast Turkey's anti-corruption campaign should go and who should be in charge of it. And these two men started throwing copies of the constitution around at each other. One of the ministers even called the president an ungrateful cat. And then the prime minister stormed out and went public about the whole business. Now, the tragedy about what happened is that although the argument was about fighting corruption, which is a huge problem in Turkey, these two men represent the first time in years that Turkey is ruled by an impeccably honest president and prime minister, both of them. So, in fact, I think we should see the argument as a trigger for the financial crisis rather than the cause of it.
I'm trying to figure out how a couple of guys throwing copies of the Constitution at each other results in an economic crisis.
Well, markets were very nervous that day because the country was about to make one of its biggest repayments of domestic debt ever, and that was going to happen the next morning. So banks were on a hair trigger already, expecting trouble. So because of the openness and, in fact, rather advanced nature of Turkey's markets, they were able to buy $7.5 billion within hours from the central bank. Mm-hmm. And the reason they did that was that they feared a devaluation. And the dollars were offered, obviously, a safe haven compared to the lira. So there was a credibility gap which was suddenly broke.
So is there a chance here that Turkish citizens will begin to wonder if what they want is an honest, incorruptible government?
Everybody wants that, of course. But on the other hand, getting there, there's a huge road to go. But as I said, this is the first time in years we've actually had an honest president and prime minister. So people had actually started to believe in the program. The trouble is that daily life in Turkey involves an innumerable number of little corruptions, meaning that anyone who lives in Turkey has somehow been involved in doing something illegally. So you can't immediately open everything up and expect everything to be okay because everyone is slightly guilty. That means that when they started discussing real transparency issues that had to be solved, it's rather like human rights in Turkey and all the other things that go with modernization. They have to do it all together. And some people say, in fact, this crisis is good for that because it means Turkey's getting better, but it's very rough on ordinary people.
Honesty has a price.
Indeed, yeah.
Help us to understand what daily life is like when the lira plunges to 40% of its value.
People were stunned and dazed. I mean, people were just wandering around in the street here, going into foreign currency shops, asking and then going out again. They could hardly believe it. Very little business is obviously happening at this time. On an individual level, it's terrible for people because they had started to believe in the program, as I said, and that means that they'd accepted debts, rents, credits in dollars while being paid in Turkish lira. Now, obviously, they're going to be really stretched to pay that back. They will pay it back, but it'll be slower. Everyone will renegotiate. So that's one thing that they're doing here.
Turkey, of course, has been a stalwart member of the NATO alliance, but to convince the European Union it ought to be a member, it had to convince the member states that it had essentially an honest system, both political and economic system, that people would get redress in courts, businesses would be able to function without paying extraordinary bribes. Is some of that at stake here in this crisis?
In the short term, yes. Turkey looks like the old Turkey again. The Turks, I think, actually are able to deal with this extraordinary rough climate in a way that perhaps it seems difficult to understand from the outside. They're used to it.
Mr. Pope, how much does, a carton of milk cost now?
A carton of milk costs about 22 cents, and people have to juggle enormous figures in their minds. I mean, at one stage, the Turkish lira has become $1 will buy you 1 million Turkish lira. So everyone's children have become completely adept at calculating billions and trillions.
Mr. Pope, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hugh Pope of the Wall Street Journal, who is also author of Turkey Unveiled, speaking from Istanbul.